Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. Today's topic is bigger and bigger blessings. I ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today, immediately following the musical selection.
You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer.
But I tell you what, Danielle is the rock behind all of this foundation that we're building here. So thank you so much for three-waying me in there, Danielle. We'll get right to our lesson here on Friday. I chose bigger and bigger blessings. And it starts out, have you ever told a lie? Or have you ever misled someone in order to avoid embarrassment? I suppose all of us who are honest can think of times we fail to be completely honest. And in my own personal experience, it never turned out well. The longer the deception went on, the deeper I got into guilt and worry. And you may have felt the same. We've seen that with the brothers of Joseph. they have returned to Egypt and been reunited with Simeon and brought Benjamin with them. Joseph gave a feast for them and finally broke down to reveal his identity. Out of this big revelation of who Joseph is and his demonstration of his immense power and authority, Joseph cries openly as he reunites with his brothers in every way. We begin to see bigger and bigger blessings fall on everyone involved. And sometimes we just have to be prepared to receive that bigger and bigger blessing. So when the news was heard in Pharaoh's house that Joseph's brothers had come, it pleased Pharaoh and his servants. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Say to your brothers, do this, load your beast and go to the land of Canaan and take your father and your households and come to me, and I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and you will eat the fat of the land. Now you are ordered, do this, take wagons from the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. Do not concern yourselves with your goods, for the best of all the land of Egypt is yours." Then the sons of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the command of Pharaoh and gave them provisions for the journey. To each of them he gave changes of garments, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of garments. To his father he sent as follows: 10 donkeys loaded with the best things of Egypt, and 10 female donkeys loaded with grain and bread and sustenance for his father on the journey. So he sent his brothers away, and as they departed, he said to them, "Do not quarrel on the journey." I can think of us maybe quarreling on a few journeys, but here, back to the lesson. Then they went up from Egypt and came to the land of Canaan to their father Jacob. They told him, saying, "Joseph is still alive, and indeed he is the ruler over all the land of Egypt." But he was stunned, for he did not believe them. When they told him all the words of Joseph that he had spoken to them, and when he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of their father revived. Then Israel said, "It is enough. My son Joseph is still alive. I will go and see him before I die." So, you know, there's things that happen to us that shake us to our foundation, all the way to the core. It could be death, this pandemic we're going through, unemployment, racism. The question is, if our mind is really prepared for this bigger and bigger blessing, then we're able to receive it. We have to keep ourselves in that position. So how do we take these blessings that are being given to us, and how do we be a blessing for someone else that's going through the same situation? Remember, this is like a foundation. Every time a blessing comes, it should build you up stronger and stronger and stronger. Not to say there's things that happen to us in life that won't shake us to our core. We absolutely will experience all these things. But how do we take that and be a blessing to someone else around us? Remember, weeks ago we had a sermon where I talked about either looking in the mirror or looking out the window. So make sure you're doing both, but focus more on what's going on out the window. What can we do to help others? So when we get back to the lesson, Pharaoh gets wind of this family reunion and apparently approves of both the family and Joseph's plans. This speaks volumes as to Joseph's reputation with Pharaoh. But not only does Pharaoh approve, all of his court officials do too. Now, imagine getting a bunch of politicians to agree on anything today. That would be very tough. Pharaoh goes one better than Joseph, offering transportation, a little bit of Uber going on there, clothing, housing, and the best Egypt could offer to those who kept livestock. Imagine leaving all you own today, moving out of your moving out of a tent, if you were living in a tent, and then all of a sudden you moved into a comfortable home. This whole family is getting a fresh start. And if you look at your blessings are a fresh start. We're going to have a lesson about a fresh start in a couple weeks. Every time we receive a blessing, it's a fresh start. You can look at things with a fresh set of eyes. So after the family got the fresh start, this was an amazing act of grace initiated by God through Joseph. And now the Lord even uses Pharaoh to extend more blessings. So we learn these lessons about grace and integrity. And while we're speaking of grace, I just wanted to talk a little bit about how infectious grace is when we're looking out the window instead of the mirror. Joseph extended mercy and generosity to the very brothers who misused him and sold him into slavery. He offered them grace instead of justice. Could have had them all arrested and imprisoned. He could have had them killed. But Joseph offers grace instead. He easily forgives many years of suffering and struggle. Pharaoh could have acted differently as well. It was only a few centuries earlier that the Semitic tribes from the east invaded Egypt and even ruled there for a time. Pharaoh and his court could have reacted with hostility and allowed another Semitic migration to take place. Yet the ruler of Egypt offers grace too, inviting them to return and offering them rich grazing land and new clothes and homes. He even makes the plans to bring the family to Egypt a part of Egyptian law, as anything Pharaoh decreed became law. So as we read our last little paragraph here before we close, this is what grace does. It makes others want to offer mercy and forgiveness too. So Jesus forgives us through his blood. And he commands us to forgive others as well. Joseph set the pattern of extending grace, and others jumped on board. Are you ready to jump on board to receive your blessings? The brothers who deserve anything but mercy are given a grace that they will have a hard time accepting, but grace is infectious. You remember the song out there, Count Your Blessings? Every day we have to count our blessings. They are building blocks to our salvation. And now we will have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for allowing us to put this call together today. Thank you for Danielle. Thank you for allowing us to work through technical difficulties. Father, we remain in prayer for the people who are on this call. Some pray for brothers, sisters, daughters, cousins, aunts, uncles, nephews, children and grandchildren, Lord. You know our needs even before we ask for them. And we hear the brave sisters on the call every week asking for help with their families. We also hear Sister Danielle asking for prayers for her husband who travels the highways and byways. Keep us safe, O Lord. We know this pandemic is here, but help our people be mindful of wearing masks, using hand sanitizer. Help us be the people that you want us to be so we can continue to receive these blessings. Mm-hmm. Happy Friday, everyone. Be safe out there, and we're looking forward to speaking with you on the next call. Have a great weekend. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.